judgmental, because things to which we are not accustomed, we tend to do like this. You know, we tend to close our ears. And that goes for other cultures, music, because the instruments are completely different. The use of them is sometimes very overwhelming and so forth. But I think the whole point of this, in terms of the indigenous peoples that we have spoken, that you have mentioned in your statement, and to open to that, I think it touches each one of us not to be so limited, and also to embrace more in every way, because we grow up in certain music cultures, and then we become critical. This was not a good performance of this. This was a wonderful performance. And so we can't stay there. I mean, the whole point is to open boundaries at this point, and to reach out, and not in places like China, only reach out and look for those composers who are using and linking to our Western musical tradition, but we need to be open to their musical traditions. That's the fascinating part about Lemi Bonifacio. And if I hadn't been so ill, I would have immediately reached out to him and introduced you to him, because he is hugely important in the fact that he comes from Samoa. He was a chieftain, but he has worked with Song of the Earth in an amazing way, bringing his singers and dancers, and they are cataclysmic in the sound and the vision or whatever. It opens doors which we were not aware existed. That's the kind of thing that we need at this point, to not have a kind of musical club where we know whom we're talking with and about what, but to open it much wider. I think it's truly important, and that's the interesting thing about going to other places. So Lemi Bonifacio has been working for 2 months in China with the Yi people, among other amazing things that he does. And he's been asked to make a festival in Beijing, which he wants to make a Mahler festival because of Songs of the Earth, because we've worked together on Songs of the Earth. So I would like to say to him, bring in everything, you know. Don't limit it to the classical field and then somebody who writes something similar. We're not looking for similar. We're not looking for something which follows a narrow trajectory. We are looking for everything. And look in nature, the contrasts and the crazy shapes and colors. Well, our mind should somehow reflect these crazy, I mean, whether they're huge or tiny, I mean, nature is astounding when you discover it and when you look at it. And I think that people are too. People are part of nature. And we need very much to open to all of these things with which we are not familiar, so that we can humanly, emotionally, and with the spirit, embrace a far wider category and sort of world than we do. And that's the whole point, my doing Mahler Beyond. It's not just Mahler and performances. We need to get out of the concert halls. We need to go into the fields or into places that don't usually house music. And we need to mix and bring in the other mixture. I would be fine, you know, with all kinds of music linked together with Mahler. Hip hop and all the rest of it. I mean, I think that each one has its value, and we need to open our ears. There you are.
Thank you.